89.5 KQAL Winona. I'm Doug, the man I affectionately call DJ Scotty O, President Scott Olson. Just say hello.
Hello.
He's going to do his semesterly. It's a real word. I made it up. How do you get a word into Webster's? Is there a
say
process?
Say it repeatedly. Get all the KQAL listeners to start saying it repeatedly.
Semesterly?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Work it into everyday conversation.
Okay, so just we're going to do the news, but just kind of a brief overcap before we hit your special program here. Fake bands.
Yes.
And then what would the subtitle be?
Oh, so fake bands, colon, fictional songs from fictional performers.
Perfect.
So these are songs from bands that don't really exist, but nevertheless, you can listen to their music.
And we'll find out more in just a couple minutes. 89.5 KQL Winona.
Crazy and frightening. What does Sundland know? I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Doug Westerman. It is, clear and 70 degrees right now. May eke out another degree this afternoon. Overnight low tonight will be 49 degrees. Look for a high on Wednesday of 69. Thursday, 88% chance of rain. Quite an exact number there. Daytime low of 51, high of 69. Friday, a lot of rain in the forecast as homecoming approaches, unfortunately, here on campus. 37 for the low, 66 for the high. I have a hunch our Pep Fest activities may be moving inside.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah, the game's not moving inside.
No, the game can't move inside. They've always played it that way.
And the parade, kind of tough to do inside.
Yes. I was just thinking of the Friday down in Crisco, possibly.
Yeah.
The Pep Fest. He's Scott Olson. He runs the place. And great friend of the radio station, great supporter of us here at KQL. So he comes in once a semester, usually with something unique, and he's done so again today. So
I've been really looking forward to this
one. You have.
So I've been thinking about this
one. And you poured some time into it.
Yes, too much. And I was been thinking about this one since maybe the first time we were on the air together. And
okay.
I don't know what it is that appeals to me so much about this topic, but there are bands that folks maybe have heard of that aren't real. And there are songs that people have heard that are by bands that are fictional. A lot of what they're going to hear today is obscure, nevertheless fake, in the sense that these are bands that were created for movies or television shows, either as an homage to something or as a parody of something or to entertain kids. But the band doesn't really have a real existence. Its members are fictional.
Yep.
But the music's real, and you can listen to it, and we'll listen to some today. And some of it's kind of good, and some of it's really awful. And so I hope folks stick with us. But it would be bands, like the best example that people would surely have heard of. It's something that started off as a fake band, but then it actually became a real one, is the Monkees. We're not going to play any Monkees today, but they were fabricated. They nicknamed the Prefab Four. Put together by Don Kirshner, and didn't play their own instruments and even didn't sing all the vocals. And then over time evolved, they kind of became a real band. Bands like Serpent Cathedral from the X-Files or a popular fictional band called Carrot Hot Dog down in Iowa. Bands that, and those bands don't even have music, but the bands that have a fictional identity but don't really exist.
A good example for like our vintage would probably be the Archies.
Right. And the Archies, we could play the Archies, we've played them before. And so that's a great example.
Doesn't stop it again.
And the Archies are a really great example because they tie into the Monkees, because the Monkees, there was a point where Don Kirshner was getting frustrated with the demands of the Monkees that they wanted to play their own instruments and sing their own songs. And he said, to heck with you, I'm just going to create my own band, which can't talk back. So creating a completely fictional band of fictional characters. And yes, listeners, we are talking about Archie Andrews and Veronica and Betty and Jughead and Reggie. Having a band.
They didn't have dressing room riders.
No, there was no, you didn't have to have a bowl full of green M&Ms or anything. They were pretty easy to get along
with. Fiji water only.
Studio, animated Fiji water. Studio musicians, did this. And of course, they had a huge hit. But I thought we would start with one that actually is palatable. And this is a fictional band. I think people will probably know who the real band is behind this fictional band. The lead singer of this band's name is Billy Shears. And we're not actually going to see hear the song sung by Billy Shears, but I think what we're going to play here is the song that kind of introduces Billy Shears, who then sings a song after that. So with this song, we have Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with the song Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
On KQAO.
Was Harold and the Hang-Ups with a song called Glub, which is from the movie Hello Down There, a really amazing movie. This is Tony Randall and Janet Leigh decide to move their family underwater into like an underwater colony, and Richard Dreyfuss,
like an underwater Jetsons.
Yes, exactly right. Live action. And their son is played by Richard Dreyfuss,
okay,
who has this band, Harold and the Hang-Ups, and that's one of their songs. And they, for some reason, Merv Griffin in this movie plays himself, and they want to book this band, I don't know why, on
the Merv Griffin,
Griffin show. So they come down and they film it down in this thing. And,
in the aquarium.
But the song was written by Jeff Berry of Dudu Ron Ron fame and of Sugar Sugar fame. So believe it or not, that song was written by the guy that wrote Dudu Ron Ron.
The dolphin sound effects.
Very
top notch.
Yeah, they're not commonly used in
no,
top 40 music.
Not anymore.
Yes. There was, I can't remember his name, but there was like a dolphin in this show. In this movie.
Yeah.
It was like a pet dolphin or something.
A character of sorts.
So, and then, of course, before that, it was the Beatles, where Ringo is Billy Shears, and we don't know the names of the other three members of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, but we know that Ringo's name is Billy Shears when he's in that role.
Sounds Google-worthy.
Right. So now another fabricated band that's sort of trying to be like something else, and this is the Partridge Family, which I think was maybe patterned after the Cowsills, which was a real kind of family band back in the 60s and 70s. And for people who don't know, the Partridge Family was cast like the Monkees. Shirley Jones and her stepson, David Cassidy, played the lead roles, and David Cassidy eventually became the lead singer, but the earliest tracks that were released didn't even have him singing. So what you saw on the show was this family of Partridges that were playing their instruments, Susan Day, Danny Bonaducci, etc. But what you were hearing was a completely different group of people recording and singing, and then eventually they let David Cassidy sing the lead vocals.
Ah.
But I don't even think Shirley Jones really sang any of the vocals. Nevertheless, their record, so fictional band, but their record scored a major hit. It was very, very popular. And my wife Kelly owned a copy, and I owned a copy. And
you had a 45?
No, I didn't have a 45 of this.
You had an album?
Oh, yeah. It was called the Partridge Family Album. 33 1/3, long
with the
play.
Little birds.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly right. It looked kind of like a family photo album with those little birds, partridges.
Or what you see in the back of like family minivans of the stick characters.
Yes. But back in the day, those are copies.
Yes.
So we thought we would play for you a real song from that fictional band, and the song is called Bandela.
On KQAL.
Hold on. To do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
Never find me a girl
So that was Shamalama Ding Dong from Otis Day and the Nights, the fictional band from Animal House. And before that, we had Eddie and the Cruisers on the Dark Side, clearly patterned after Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
But the character of Eddie and the Eddie was based on Jim Morrison and all those artists that people thought died too young and they wish were still alive. I won't do a spoiler on the plot, but you know, more recently Tupac Shakur would be an example of a artist that died too young and people kind of still think Tupac's out there somewhere.
He's not.
I haven't found him. No. I don't think he really is out there, but people think.
Like Elvis.
Yeah, and the band, yeah, like Elvis, right? I mean, people think Elvis is out there on some island with JFK, I think.
He's not.
But the Eddie and the Cruisers is actually John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, which is a real band. And then I would just mention about that Partridge Family. That particular episode featured Richard Pryor and Lou Gossett.
Wow.
They're in the episode. And in fact, in that segment, they're, you know, if you look at that up on YouTube, you'll see Richard Pryor, not singing, but Richard Pryor and Lou Gossett are played characters in that episode of the show. Next, so those would be examples of what I would call homage.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do it like a tribute to something. Eddie and the Cruisers clearly meant to be a tribute. They're not making fun of anything. That's not meant to be a spoof or a parody. It's really a tribute. And in that same spirit, up next we have the singing abilities of one George Clooney. Yeah. From the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? A movie directed by Minnesota's own Coen brothers from St. Louis Park. And in that movie, they play a fictional band. George Clooney and some others play a fictional band called the Soggy Bottom Boys. And the song you're about to hear is one of their songs.
Why it's fictional.
And that's why it's fictional. Because George Clooney really isn't in a band like that, but the song's not bad.
And it's a goofy name.
And it's a goofy name. So the song is Man of Constant Sorrow.
Seen trouble. Butch Cane.
Jake and Elwood Blues with Soul Man. The group is called the Blues Brothers, obviously a spinoff of Saturday Night Live. Originally, that song was performed on Saturday Night Live. They had a whole movie out of it, and I think they even was a second movie after John Belushi died, where they brought Jim Belushi. No, not Jim. John Goodman or something came in.
John Goodman played Jake?
I think he played yet another blues brother.
Oh, okay.
Not Jake.
Like a long lost blues brother who was probably in Joliet a little bit longer than Jake.
You got it. So, folks, there's a lot of stuff we could have played in this homage category, so let me just mention a few others that we're not going to play before going on to something else we'll play. So these are all kind of tribute things. We didn't do the Traveling Wilburys. This was probably the biggest band supergroup there ever was. George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne from ELO. And they each adopted a new identity as one of the Wilburys, Nelson, Lucky, Charlie, Lefty, and Otis, and performed well as the Traveling Wilburys. We didn't play anything by Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, or by Carrot Hot Dog, or by Serpent Cathedral, or by Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is from a friend of my wife's, John Cameron Mitchell. They were in a show at Northwestern together. Lenny and the Squig Tones from Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
We didn't play anything from them. Scrantonicity from The Office. This is Kevin's band, which is a police cover band in Scranton, so it's called Scrantonicity. And Fingerin' Dan and the Modal Nodes, which people wouldn't maybe know that by name, but that's the Cantina band in the original Star Wars, a.k.a. A New Hope. Yeah. Oh, well done. Yes, that's them. We didn't play any Hannah Montana. not on my airwaves. And we didn't play The Wonders with That Thing You Do.
You mean Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, that's her. Yep. Drive Shaft from Lost.
Okay.
We didn't play. We didn't play Buffy the Vampire Slayer's band, Dingo Ate My Baby.
Pleasant.
I'm sure that we're
just in time for dinner.
I'm sure we're disappointing somebody out there that we didn't play the Weird Sisters with the song "Do the Hippogriff" from Harry Potter, and we didn't play Mouse Rats, the Pit from Parks and Rec. All fake bands with real songs. So we're going to move on though and move into
The cutting room floor.
Yeah. Well, we'll provide links.
Okay.
So if folks want to hear any of that, we will have links for you available at my blog. But meanwhile, let's hear a song from when the Brady Bunch kids were trying to buy a silver platter for their parents for their anniversary. They formed a band called the Silver Platter and performed on a local talent show. The band is called Sunshine Day. The band is fake, but actually later, the Brady kids really did tour. Mm-hmm. They sort of like Glee toured. The Brady Bunch toured. The Brady Kids toured. You could buy tickets. You could go hear them in concert.
You could
I did not
see Marsha.
You could. Or Jan. Or
yeah. Well, if you don't mind,
yeah.
HGTV and the Scripps Network recently did a very Brady makeover on the house in Los Angeles.
They did.
That they used B-roll on. That was all they did. But then they went inside the house and replicated what you saw on the set.
They brought the kids back.
Yep, they brought the kids back.
And I think they spent like millions on that house.
Yeah.
And of course, the show wasn't filmed inside that house.
No.
Only the exterior.
Just the exterior shots, and they had to do some things in the back of the house to bring it up because that staircase wasn't ever
fit.
In there.
Yeah, right. It wouldn't fit.
And then a spinoff show on the Food Network. her name? The Pioneer Woman went into the kitchen and made Peter's pork chops and applesauce, you know, and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
So it's been
how
a very Brady time of year.
Yeah, very Brady time of year. The Scripps Network did a brilliant job of Bradyizing two different networks.
Well, in that spirit, here they are, the Brady Kids with, or should I say the Silver Platters with Sunshine Day.
He's a calling me, I gotta get out, get away, into the sunshine.
Yeah. Well, he looks at me with those innocent eyes and says it looks like you're wearing some kind of disguise because your hair sticks up, your shoes are untied. I hope that you got that shirt at a high price and every word I say falls flat on the floor. I try to tell a joke, he's heard it before, and I don't think that I can take it no more.
That was Josie and the Pussycats, yet another fictional band, a cartoon band, although in this case they were live action. They were a spinoff of art of the Archie comics, so okay. There was another comic.
Did they travel in a van?
They did in the animated TV show,
the
yes.
I Archies did as well, didn't they?
I don't remember the Archies traveling either. In a van. I think they just stayed in Riverdale, but the Josie and the Pussycats...
They toured.
Did tour. They were a band, fictional. But that song was actually, that we heard, was from a remake, a live-action remake of Josie and the Pussycats that was made as a movie some years ago. Now, I have a question for any listeners out there. If anybody knows on Riverdale, the current TV show based on Archie and Friends, on Riverdale, is there Josie and the Pussycats? Do they exist in that world? I know Cheryl Blossom does. There are some other... I think Sabrina, the teenage witch, kind of peripherally does. But I guess my question is there a band on the current version of Riverdale that is called Josie and the Pussycats, because maybe they're out there too with a song. But this one was from a movie.
Okay.
And then before that, we had the Banana Splits. That song is by Barry White, actually.
Unbelievable.
I know. The R&B singer. Banana Splits was a Saturday morning kids show that had people dressed up in kind of ridiculous costumes. One was sort of a lion.
One was sort of an elephant.
One was a sort of a orangutan gorilla, and one was a beagle. And they would do...
Were they superheroes?
No. They had a clubhouse. They were this band, and that was one of their songs.
Ah.
One of their songs charted, called the Tra-La-La song,
okay,
which I didn't play, but that charted. And they would just, I don't know, it was kind of like if you took just the really frenetic parts of Laughing, you know, like where people were just running around and bumping mm-hmm. into things, or real slapsticky without any wit, and that was sort of the Banana Splits. And then they would they would sort of run around and bump into each other or fall down, and then they would show a cartoon, and there was a variety of cartoons that they showed.
Oh.
So those were sort of kid-oriented fake bands. And now we're getting into the meat of the program, which are really parody fake bands. These are bands that are fake, and they're making fun of someone or something.
Okay.
And right out of the chute, we're going to have two in a row that are from Gilligan's Island. By way of backstory, there is an episode of Gilligan's Island. If you don't know what this is, ladies and gentlemen, it's a show where there are seven people are stranded on this desert island forever and can't seem to get off.
Yeah.
And various, but it's sort of like Grand Central Station. People are always dropping in of various varieties. And at one point, a band called the Mosquitoes washes up on this island, and they are a clear parody of the Beatles. And the Mosquitoes, the names of the Mosquitoes are Bingo, Bango, Bongo, and Irving. All sort of mostly a take on Ringo. But
mm-hmm.
And then they perform a song, and we're going to play that one first on the island. And then as a way of trying to get off the island, the men who are the castaways put a band together called the Gnats. We won't subject the listeners to that song.
Oh.
But then the women on the island, Ginger and Marianne and Lovey Howell, put together a band called the Honeybees, and they sing a rather nice song that we will play for you called You Need Us. And I would point out maybe they really sing that. That's really those actresses singing that, but I would point out that
Tina Louise, Dawn Wells, and I forget Lovey's name.
Schaefer, Natalie Schaefer.
Okay.
And the Mosquitoes
mm-hmm.
is really a band called the Wellingtons, which is the band that sang the opening titles of Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
So
it, right?
Can you got it.
Yeah.
That group. So we're going to start off, and we're going to hear Don't Bug Me by the Mosquitoes.
Don't bug me, please just let me. He's a loser, ain't no mind what he says. He's a loser, he's got rocks in both his hands. He's a loser, he can't win, can't play a show. He's a loser, and you know how much I hate to say I told you so. But it is trouble follows in his tracks. He's bad luck, he's bad news. Let him go. He's a loser.
prisoner needs a cell like a ding-dong.
Honeybees. Aww. With the rest of the castaways applauding in the background. The mosquitoes were quite keen on that. The ploy was to have the mosquitoes like the honeybees so much.
They'd want to bring them back.
Right. But then
get
them
off the island.
Exactly the plot of every Gilligan's Island. But
it
didn't work. They were still trapped on the island because the mosquitoes felt the honeybees were so good that they were going to knock the mosquitoes off the charts. So the mosquitoes leave the island and they leave the honeybees behind. Yeah. Too good.
Interesting.
Do we have time before the top
of
the hour?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play a song by the fictional singer Candy Slice.
Okay.
So I'm quite the Patti Smith fan. Have seen Patti Smith in concert many times. She was America's punk priestess, punk rock music, a friend of Robert Mapplethorpe, and a Pulitzer Prize winning author, National Book Award winning author lately, but did a lot of really great punk music. We've played her on this show before, Doug, and this is a parody of Patti Smith done by a certain member of the Saturday Night Live original cast.
Ah.
Who is adopting kind of a look and a sound akin to Patti Smith.
Which character? Do you remember?
Which actress?
Yeah, which actress?
I do. It was Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner. The late great.
And, the late great Gilda Radner. Mm-hmm. And the song is called Gimme Mick.
rock is gonna roll with all his might in bedrock. Twist, twist, it's a swinging town, so I'll see you down in bedrock.
Swinging down the street, who's the birdie with the 2-4 beat? The tune he wails comes awful but sweet. I'll listen to the dirty bird sing.
Screw you, dot, do, 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 pow, pam. Scoop it up, buddy, ready, be out of the pow. Go, 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 go. Listen to him rock, listen to him roll, listen to the rickety ticky rocking bird. Do you hear him? Well, grab him, nail him. Listen to the rocking bird that coops. Listen to the rockin' bird, he's a bug. The rockin' bird is swinging all day long. Won't you listen to the rockin' bird, he's a creep. Listen to the nutty, nutty bird. The rockin' bird bouts out a real gong song. Come on, birdie, go! Oh, listen to the rockin' bird, he's a gas. Won't you listen to the rockin' bird, he's gone. The rockin' bird is swinging all day long. Listen, listen, listen to the rockin' bird. Oh, listen to the crazy bird. Ooh, the rockin' bird is wailing his last song.
Okay, that was Candy Slice.
Back-to-back Flintstone songs.
And some Flintstone songs. So Candy Slice, by the way, Paul Schaefer was playing piano in there. And then we had two songs from the Flintstones. We had Rock Roll with Bedrock Twitch, and we had Hi-Fi with Listen to the Rockin' Bird. Both are actually Fred Flintstone.
Mm-hmm.
Although the first song, these are written by Hanna-Barbera themselves. Hanna and Barbera wrote these songs. The first one was performed by Hal Smith. A little bit of trivia. The guy that sung Bedrock Twitch, Hal Smith,
mm-hmm.
he was the same actor that played Otis on Andy Griffith's show.
Okay. Oh.
Otis the town drunk. That they would lock up. And,
yeah.
Same actor.
I was getting him mixed up in my mind with Floyd the Barber, who wasn't a town drunk.
And then the second song, Rockin' Bird, was sung by Duke Mitchell.
Okay.
And at that point, Fred Flintstone is trying real hard to look like Buddy Holly. The first one is a little more, what would I say, a little more Elvis. And the second one, a little more, I don't know, what would you say, like Andy Williams or some kind of more lounge singer kind of thing.
Yeah,
more,
not Tony Bennett. Ish.
Yeah, ish. Ish. Yeah. So.
He is Scott Olson. He's the president of Winona State University. Comes over here and joins us on KQL once a semester. This week, or this semester's theme is fake bands, real music, kind of. And we're going to get you all updated on the news really quick. Come back, check the forecast, and more fake bands with my guy, DJ Scotty Hope, here on 89.5 KQL Winona.
Impeachment probe? Gay rights. I'm Ann Cates. Democrats will make their next move after the White House blocked an official...
I'm Doug. It's the weather. 89.5 KQAL, KQAL.org, and on the KQAL app. This is what you're going to get for the rest of the day. About 68 degrees. Tonight's overnight low, 49. 70 degrees for your high on Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies. Then rain rolls in Thursday and Friday. Low Wednesday into Thursday, 52. High on Thursday, 69. Then it gets down to 36 Thursday into Friday. And then a high on Friday of 66. Again, right now, 68 degrees. Hello, President Scott Olson.
Hello, Doug Westerman.
How are you?
I'm great.
Hour number two, fake
We're
bands,
having fun.
Real music.
I like it. That's a good title. So if you're just tuning in, these are bands that have real songs, but the bands are fictional. They don't have They're not real bands. They're not real people. They're played by studio musicians or other actors.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they have music, and some of it's kind of fun to listen to. Or at least I hope that's what people are thinking. So up next, I think the... So we're in the parody section of this.
Okay.
So the songs we've been playing lately were sort of parodies of the Beatles or parodies of Buddy Holly or Elvis, parodies of Patti Smith. And I probably don't need to say who this next one is a parody of, but I will tell you it's from Sesame Street. This was Grammy nominated.
Mm.
Right? So this was up for a Grammy.
Sesame Street, 50 years old.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still like Sesame Street. But this song is called Born to Add, and the song is by Bruce Stringbean and the S Street Band. Born to Add.
Kids like you and me, baby, we were born to add. Yes, girl, we were. As we keep on wandering, we see two trash cans, so we add one and make it three. There's a lot of us adders on the Jersey Shore. Out here is the thing to be. Class. Ha!
Oh, hello, Nasty. Hello, Dang. Oh, that's torn it. What are you doing, Stig? He's getting out of here. Well, I'm going to get out of here, too.
There's no I in Teemosil, at least not where you'd think.
So let's get together and make a choice, and for once we'll be in sync.
Teemosil.
I never thought I knew you well.
Teemosil.
But now I think we really gel.
I can't feel my extremities, in this we are in luck.
Because my favorite side effect is no desire to fuck. Teemosil.
I can't recall what I just said.
Teemosil.
Oh, really, what was... Oh, yeah.
Might cause numbness of the extremities, short-term memory loss, and decreased sex drive. Hallucinations are not a known side effect of Teemosil.
Well, that was some Dr.
That
Fumke,
was the quite Dr. the disclaimer.
Dr. Fumke's all-natural good time band. It wasn't really actually. That was a cover of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Fumke's all-natural good time band is from the TV show Arrested Development. David Cross playing Dr. Fumke, of course, and his wife and his daughter are this band that tour around and sing that. They had some product they were selling called Teemosil, kind of a snake oil.
Snake oil, yeah.
And but that's a cover of that. So that's how weird this world is. Is somebody actually formed a band to cover that? And I'm not sure even the name of that band. But and then before that, we had the Ruddles. The Ruddles is a parody. It'll surprise no one of the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese and onions, and the it's Eric Idle from Monty Python's Flying Circus with Neil Innes, who, if you're a real Monty Python fan, you would know who that is. And that actually is the first mockumentary. It preceded Spinal Tap,
okay,
by about 4 or 5 years, and so that is the first example of a fake documentary around the music industry that then became stock and trade later.
Sure.
George Harrison's in it from the Beatles, playing a reporter, and some of the Beatles liked it. Well, three of the Beatles liked it. Ringo, John, and George liked it, and Paul really didn't like it. The Ruddles. That was the Ruddles. There's a whole album of that, which we have here in the studio, so if people demand that we play the whole album, we can do that, but it's all kinds of stuff like that. And next.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear from kind of the next big mockumentary, Spinal Tap. There's some songs I wouldn't play by Spinal Tap because they're heavy on the double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just aren't going to play them because what they're sort of about and what they're really about are maybe problematic this time of the day. Yeah. But I don't think that's the case with this particular one, which is a song called Stonehenge.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived an ancient race of people, the Druids.
My mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't burn a rug. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I
never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all.
They say the highway's just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles as they go whizzing by. No, I
never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering.
A life for him, but it never was for me. And I never soared where the hawk may soar, or see what the hawk might see. Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail. Never rode on a river's range. No, I
never did no wandering. Never did no. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering after all.
Have all been told. There's a kiss at the end of the rainbow, more precious than a pot of gold. In tales of ancient glory, every knight and maiden fair shall be joined when the quest is over, and a kiss is the oath that they swear. And when the veil of dreams has lifted, and the fairy tales have all been told, there's a kiss at the end of the rainbow, more precious than a pot of.
Well, that was Mitch and Mickey with Kiss at the End of the Rainbow from A Mighty Wind. And before that, we had the Folksmen from A Mighty Wind with Never Did No Wanderin'. That one's a little easier to see as a parody because the song is contrary to most folk songs of its ilk that are about wanderers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is about some guys who never wandered and singing about not wandering, which is a funny thing for folk singers to be singing about. The movie, we're in the Christopher Guest rotation here. Christopher Guest makes mockumentaries, and he is in Spinal Tap. He creates and directs these. He's in A Mighty Wind. Folks might have seen the movie Best in Show. They might have heard of Waiting for Guffman. These are very, very funny and good movies. But A Mighty Wind is, gosh, parody is not even quite the right word for it. It's sort of a parody, but sort of a tribute to folk music. And you heard Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, and Harry Shearer there as the Folksmen. And then you heard Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy as Mitch and Mickey. Now, can we say the name of the show that they're on now? Can we say that on the air?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Schitt's Creek?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's TZ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. S-C-H-I-T-Z. Yeah.
Creek.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't say that. And so that show is on the air right now. And if listeners are familiar with the mom and the dad on that show, these affluent people who've lost everything and moved to this little town, that's them.
To run their motel.
To run this motel. That's Catherine O'Hara. And that's Eugene Levy. And that was them as Mitch and Mickey singing Kiss at the End of the Rainbow. And we're going to hear another song from them in a minute. Let me also just point out that Michael McKean, who people most recently, he's been on Never Call Saul. If people watch that, he plays Saul's brother, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jimmy's brother. But he's a familiar person. You've seen him a lot of things. But he's actually in three different bands on this list.
Oh, wow.
He was Lenny on Laverne and Shirley. So he was in Lenny and the Squig Tones. And he was the lead singer in Spinal Tap. And he's in that group called The Folksmen.
Wow.
From A Mighty Wind. But again, these songs are so good.
A it's fake hard front to even for three bands.
From three bands. Stone, you know, Spinal Tap is so clearly parody, but this stuff from Mighty Wind is really, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It is sort of a spoof, but it's, you know, of things like early Bob Dylan, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and, you know, that kind of early 60s folk music.
Yep.
So we got another one from Mitch and Mickey, and this one's called When You're Next to Me.
When I'm standing next to you, there's a song to sing. I know everything's feeling right. When I'm standing next to you, steeple bells ring. Only good things do I see. You're next to me when I hold your hand in mine. Different world wakes, a new morning breaks with the sun. When I hold your hand in mine, children's dreams take flight through the starlit night. That's what I see. You're next to me. This love for you I'm feeling, that's a power that is healing. In the darkest hour, with glory. Taste your lips so sweet. I see beggars die in the sands of time have been stopped. When I taste your lips so sweet, black and white band, every dove land that you be, when you're next to me. Thank you.
when I'm lying next to you. I feel moonbeams burn, I see rainbows turn into gold. When I'm lying next to you, I hear angels play, I see sweeter days, I see rivers wind through the end of time. I see hatred fall from the highest hill, I see God's good grace shining in. When you're next to me.
As I travel down the back roads, and you say, I love so much.
Every carpenter and cowboy,
every late man on a crush, they're all talking about a feeling, about a taste that's in the air. They're all talking about this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere. Oh, what mighty winds are blowing. It's kicking up the sand. It's blowing out a message to everyone, child and man. It's the mighty winds are blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom. It's blowing equality.
From the lighthouse in our harbor to a bridge called Golden Gates,
from a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake,
there's a star on the horizon and it's burning like a flare. It's lighting up this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, and it's blowing out a message to every woman, child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
When the blind man sees the picture, when the deaf man hears the word, when the fisherman stops fishing, when the hunter spares the herd, we'll still hear the wondrous story of a world where people care. The story of this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand. It's blowing out a message to every woman, child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing you and me.
Okay, that was
that wasn't that bad.
Mighty wind. Maybe a little double entendre there. A lot of big setup for a little joke.
You'd have to listen awfully carefully.
Okay, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for that. But that was the new Main Street Singers. Now, we'd heard Mitch and Mickey before, and we'd heard the Folksmen. They were in there. But the first group you heard was the new Main Street Singers, which includes the actress Jane Lynch, if you know who Jane Lynch is, from Glee and many, many other things. Parker Posey. John Michael Higgins, these are all folks who are frequently in these Christopher Guest mockumentaries and doing a kind of a tribute there to folk music. Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind is what they're most directly spoofing. So, listeners, if you haven't seen some of these Christopher Guest movies, you must. One of my best friends in college also appears in these movies, and he's hilarious in them. His name is Michael Hitchcock, and he plays sort of off, like slightly deranged characters in all of these movies too. So hope you get to see some of them.
Is he like that off screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So perfect.
Yeah, he's great.
What you see is what you get.
He was a groundling, if you know what that is, like in the improv comedy troupe on Melrose in L.A. Mm-hmm. And he was really a funny, talented guy. He was on Mad TV. He was a producer and an occasional character. And then he was a producer of Glee, and he was in Glee. He played one of the characters on Glee, and then he was in almost all of these mockumentaries that Christopher Guest has done. And currently he works on a show called My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. He's like the producer of that show,
okay,
which I've not seen. And I don't know if he appears in it.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now
sounds like a sitcom.
Here's another. It's kind of like a sitcom, yeah. So here's another one that you know, I'm not playing my absolute favorite recording artist on this show, but we've played one, and now we're about to play a second parody of that particular artist. The song we're teeing up here is Meet the Flintstones, which really will throw the listeners off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that this is a very accurate recreation of hearing this particular artist in concert.
A favorite of yours.
A favorite of mine, and hearing him many times in concert. This is not him. This is not him. This is a parody of him, and it's a spot-on parody of his show. So this is Meet the Flintstones.
I remember when I was just a kid, growing up on them back streets in a little Stone Age town. I used to come home at night from my job. I had a job flipping dino burgers. I see the quarry be just closing down then, and little bird up on the pole just screaming out how the working day's over. And I'd see them dinosaurs, they'd be herding out through the gates, and the workers, they'd be giving their cars a running start with their fat little feet. And so one night, I'm crossing the alley, and I see this one worker coming home to his little stone hut. And I see him leave his lunch pail by the door, and he calls out to his wife, "Hey, Mom, I'm home, honey.
Out of the blue, breaking me out of the snare. Flood, Lincoln, the Evolution, Revolution.
Okay, that was Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution with Magic Feeling.
Sometimes the show behind the show can be more entertaining.
It can be.
When you try talking to me 2 seconds before we go on the air.
Before we go on the air, yep. Yeah. So before we get into that, so the that was from a TV show called Lancelot Link Secret Chimp that was a group of chimpanzees that a live show. These weren't animated. They were live chimpanzees that were secret, like detectives that tried to
crack cases.
Kind of like 007 or Lancelot Man from Uncle.
Lancelot had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes. You know, Mata Hari, H-A-R-R-Y. Yeah.
As the hero would, of course, have a love interest.
And they had a band.
Of course.
For some reason, which was that band. And
it was a cover
Evolution
band.
Revolution.
Get it? Working undercover?
I like it. It's beautiful. And then before that, we had Believe It or Not from the group Hep Alien. Hep Alien was a group on the Gilmore Girls. Believe It or Not was a theme song from a TV show with William Cadden, a superhero TV show from maybe the, what do you think, late 70s? Called Greatest American Hero.
80s for sure.
And that song was the theme song of that TV show, but here done in kind of a up-tempo grunge punk version by Hep Alien. And then before that, of course, Bruce Springsteen, not making this up, with Meet the Flintstones. I wanted, at this point, I was hoping to play a song from last week to show that this stuff is still coming. I you know, we've sort of been heavy on the 60s, 70s, and 80s here, but just last week on South Park, there was a band called Crimson Dawn, Stan Marsh and Crimson Dawn.
Okay.
And they played a song that I think it was called... On the show, I think they called it Living in the Country on a Farm. But it was sort of hard to tell what the name of the song was. But, ladies and gentlemen, you can find this. We can't play it for you, apparently. But you can find it if you just Google Stan Marsh and Crimson Dawn. And you'll find this little clip. And it's really a death metal band called Death Decline. And their song Perfect Sacrifice. So you could also look for that, but it's more fun to watch Stan Marsh from South Park and Crimson Dawn play it. But to end the show, we thought we would play what's the best possible example of a fake band, because these are cartoon characters, couldn't possibly have an existence. As we said earlier, this was a way of Don Kirshner, the music producer, shutting down the Monkees, putting them in their place, telling them they would never amount to anything.
Wagging his finger.
Right, by having a band of purely fictional characters. And this was a hit, unlike most of what we played today, which mostly wasn't a hit. I think Eddie and the Cruisers on the Dark Side charted.
Definitely.
Sergeant Pepper's. I think Man of Constant Sorrow from Soggy Bottom Boys and Soul Man from Blues Brothers. I think those hit the charts. Bandela did from Partridge Family and, of course, you know, anything by the Beatles. But most of what you've been listening to never, never found their way onto the charts.
Hot 100, nothing.
Nothing. Hot. Was there a cold 100?
There's a cold 100.
So they never charted, but their songs. And you can find them. And mad props to Mike Martin for the amazing work he did on tracking these things down.
Operations manager here at
KQL. Oh, my gosh.
He does everything.
Amazing, Mike, if you're listening, thank you so much. This was, there was a lot of crazy research had to go into tracking some of this stuff down so you listeners could hear it. And Mike did that, and we have more that we'll have on my blog for some of the stuff we didn't get to play today. But to end it, I guess, you know, let's play that Uber, a big hit, a number one single from a completely fake band. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Archies with Sugar Sugar.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Just can't believe the loveliness of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Kiss could be.